Welcome back, and in this lesson we're building a DNB fill in Ableton Live 12 that hits with energy, feels glued together, and still leaves you plenty of headroom for the drop. That means jungle flavor, old-school movement, and just enough control so the bassline and kick can slam when the next bar lands. The big idea here is simple. A fill is not just a bunch of extra drums. It's a tension device. It should pull the listener forward, reset the ear for a moment, and make the return of the main groove feel even bigger. In drum and bass, that's a huge deal, because if the fill gets too heavy in the low mids or too crushed on the bus, it can steal impact from the drop. So we're going for controlled excitement, not chaos. Start by building the fill from the language of your existing track. Don't invent a random rhythm from scratch if the tune already has a break, a snare pattern, or a particular swing. Duplicate your main drum group or copy a bar of your break into a new fill region, then edit that material so it feels like a variation of the groove. If you're working with an amen, chop a fragment of it. If you've got a two-step pattern, pull from that. If the track has a rim, tom, or ghost snare character, let the fill come from that same DNA. That's what makes it feel like part of the record instead of a pasted-on effect. Now focus on the rhythm before the sound. This is where people often jump too quickly into EQ and compression, but the groove has to work first. If you're in MIDI, use drum rack and place the hits with some human variation. Add ghost notes at low velocity, maybe a snare drag or a kick pickup right before the downbeat. If you're editing audio, slice it to MIDI if needed and rearrange the chops into a fill shape with call and response energy. For a one-bar fill, keep most of the action in the last two beats. For a two-bar fill, let bar two build more density, then open a little space right at the end so the drop has somewhere to land. A good trick here is to borrow groove from the original break. Ableton Live makes this easy. Pull the groove from your source clip or use a swung groove at a subtle amount, maybe around 10 to 30%, if the fill is feeling too stiff. In jungle and old school DNB, that little push-pull feel matters a lot. You want it to breathe, not sound gridlocked. Once the rhythm feels right, clean up the low end. This is where headroom gets protected. Put EQ8 on the fill group and high-pass most of the content somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz if it's purely drum material. If the fill has low toms or low percussion, you can bring that down to around 70 to 100 Hz, but be ruthless about anything that doesn't need to live there. A gentle cut in the 180 to 500 Hz zone can also help if the fill feels boxy or thick. That range is often the real headroom thief in jungle and old school DNB, more than the sub itself. If there's any bass-related element inside the fill, don't let it full send into the low end. Either automate a low pass on the bass, fade it out before the fill lands, or keep the true sub out of the fill entirely. The drop needs that space. The fill should tease energy, not occupy the same territory as the kick and sub. Now we glue it. Put glue compressor on the fill group and keep it gentle. A ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 is a solid start. Attack around 10 milliseconds if you want the transient to punch through, or 30 milliseconds if you want a slightly softer bond. Let the release breathe naturally or use auto. You're usually aiming for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest moments. That's enough to make the fill feel like one intentional event, without flattening the life out of it. And that part matters. If you overcompress a DNB fill, it can lose contrast, and contrast is what makes the groove bounce. Let one or two hits stay intentionally harder, while the supporting hits sit a little further back. That transient contrast is what makes the fill feel alive. If the fill is still a little spiky, add transient control. Drum bus is great here. Keep the drive modest, maybe 5 to 15%, and use transients negatively if the fill is too clicky. Be careful with boom. Unless you're going for a specific tom-like weight, the fill usually doesn't need extra low-end growth. Saturator is another good move. Turn on soft clip, add just a small amount of drive, and balance the output so you're shaping tone rather than just making it louder. The goal is a glued, punchy one-event sound, not smashed peaky chaos. A really nice next step is adding one texture layer for character. This could be a reversed cymbal, a filtered noise swell, a vinyl tail, a short restab, or a metallic hit. Keep this tucked under the main fill. High pass it with auto filter around 200 to 400 Hz so it doesn't muddy the drums. In this style, the texture should be felt more than noticed. It's there to add atmosphere and tension, not to become the main event. You can also get extra mileage from arrangement automation. This is where the fill starts acting like a transition, not just a loop. Automate the send to reverb or delay on the last snare hit only. Open a filter slightly on the FX layer as the fill ends. Pull the bass down by a dB or two before the fill so the transition has room to breathe. You can even automate utility on the fill bus to trim it down a touch if it starts peaking too hard. A subtle move like that often makes the whole section feel more polished. A really strong DNB arrangement trick is to use the fill to reset the ear. Sometimes the most powerful moment is not adding more, but briefly reducing density. A tiny gap, a filtered tail, or a quieter pickup can make the drop feel bigger when it returns. That's a very record-like move, especially in jungle and old-school styles where the tension comes from timing and contrast as much as from sound design. Before you call the fill done, test it in context. Don't judge it soloed. Compare it against the next downbeat at matched loudness. Check it with the bass muted, then check it in mono using utility. Listen at low volume too. Ask yourself, do I still hear the accent? Do the ghost notes feel supportive instead of messy? Is anything in the 180 to 500 Hz range building up too much? If the fill collapses in mono, reduce stereo width on the FX, keep the main drum accent centered, and shorten any reverb tails that are blurring the next snare. Then do a final headroom pass. Use utility on the fill group and trim it down 1 to 3 dB if needed. If you want more excitement without more peak level, add a little saturation. Tighten the transients, or bring a bit more upper mid presence into the 2 to 5 kHz range. That gives you perceived impact without stealing room from the drop. The fill should feel like it's pulling the listener into the next bar, but the next bar should still hit harder. A couple of common mistakes to avoid here. First, don't overload the fill with too many hits. One main accent pattern and one supporting ghost pattern is usually enough. Second, don't leave low tom or sub energy hanging around unless that's a very deliberate part of the arrangement. Third, don't crush the bus just because it sounds exciting in solo. And fourth, don't make the fill so wide and washed out that the groove loses focus. Keep the important hits centered and save width for the texture layer and tails. If you want to take it further, try a few advanced variations. Make a bar-splitting fill where the first half disrupts the rhythm and the second half releases tension. Try an answer-back fill where the first part responds to the groove and the second part answers with a contrasting shape. Use a subtle velocity ladder so the fill feels like it's accelerating. Or duplicate the final snare slice for a tiny micro stutter at the end, just enough to create forward pressure, without turning the whole thing into a glitch edit. For a more old-school jungle vibe, keep a little roughness in the break. Don't over-quantize everything. For darker and heavier DNB, a filtered re-stab or a short distorted break slice can connect the fill back to the bass line in a really satisfying way. And if the arrangement already has wide atmospheres, a slight width reduction on the fill itself can help it stay focused. Here's a quick practice challenge. Build three versions of the same fill. One that's break-based and clean, one that's tighter and more rolling with a bit of drum bus, and one darker transition fill with a reversed FX layer and a filtered stab. Then level match them, check them in mono, and test each one against the same drop. The best version will be the one that creates the strongest pull with the least low-end damage. So remember the core formula. Build from the track's own drum language, shape the rhythm first, clean the low end, glue gently, and add just enough texture and automation to create tension. In DNB, the best fills are the ones that feel intentional, heavy, and natural, while still leaving the drop free to absolutely smack.